We've been talking about peace. A man went to a psychiatrist. He said, "I'm troubled. How can I gain peace?" So the psychiatrist said, "Take a trip. Go anywhere. Go to Hawaii. Get away. Get away from it all. Change your circumstances. Go to a place where nothing bothers you. Then you can find peace." And the man said, "What happens if I still don't have peace?" The psychiatrist thought for a minute. Then he said, "Take another trip." Well, we've heard today, Jesus said, "I give you peace in the midst of trouble, right in the midst of distress and turmoil, heartache, and you don't have to go anywhere. You can get that right here, brother." So we hope to give that to you tonight. We're going to sing some songs together. We're going to have a chorus for the next half hour till 8:15. And because it's been a long time since we've had a lot of congregational singing, we're going to do some songs together. And you'll have to follow my directions on this, but I hope you have your hymn book. And I want you to open to number 12, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." We're going to sing about the benefit Jesus gives us in peace. And after this hymn, we're going to bring a chorus on that will then offer a couple songs, and we'll wrap up with a few more. I've asked Adrian and Patricia and Marissa to be our accompanists tonight, a chance for us to hear together. And first of all, you know, you sing much better when you stand. And I'd like you to stand for this first hymn, which is hymn number 12, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." Now, we're going to sing this one together. We're not going to sing all of them together, but this one we are. "All the Way My Savior Leads Me," number 12.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to bring up our choir here. You sound beautiful, by the way. You know, that's the one thing I miss greatly with our AV only is that singing. Brethren, thank you for that. So I'll turn it over to Paul for a couple songs that the choir will do.
So this began about a month ago. These young adults, by themselves, from their own initiative, put together a seminar right before the camp that lasted for a week. And so many of them also served at the camp the week after their seminar. So they've been together. And so yesterday they came to me and they said, "We really want to sing." And I said, "Okay." And so this is it. Remember where you were, guys, right up here? And as you might know, this was Brother Tim's service for tonight. And by the Lord's overruling, this is the a service that wasn't really planned until yesterday. So we are the mirror of you. We are the reflection of all of you. And so this song that we're going to open with is a reflection to you, and Brother Bob's going to project it for the words. So if you feel like it, sing with us, even stand up, and it's a song that you can really let go and let God work through you. It's a psalm. It's Psalm 133.
Shemes HaKim
Very nice. Brethren, we're going to do something. I want to do something for my wife since she's not here. Whether she can hear it or not online, I know she's there. She loves to hear men's choruses singing. So I'd like all the brothers to stand up. And we're going to sing number 56A, which is Without Him. I first encountered this song when I was in Grand Rapids. We sang it in a men's quartet. The other three that were in that quartet have passed on. Very good friends. But it's a beautiful song. And I think those of you, sisters, listen to this. The words are truly inspired and I think reflect all the things we've been talking about today. It's 56A. I'm just testing you. (laughs) 186A, Without Him. 186, if you have the blue book, okay? You need to have the blue book. 186A, and if you have your hand held, it's good. So we'll get a little introduction, and I forgot Julia, she joined the group, so we have a family affair with the Hosus here. So 186A, please listen, men. It's a beautiful song. This is our tribute to Jesus.
Thank you.
It is true, brethren. We would be lost without him. I think we have time. We're going to sing one last song as part of our Vesper. And we're going to do this, brethren, as a prayer. This is indeed a prayer in your books. It's number 65A. That is true. Number 65A. And this song is called Jesus Grant Us Strength. We're going to sing it as a closing prayer. I'm going to ask the musicians to play it through. When they play it through, I'd like you to just close your eyes and picture what it will be like when we do see Jesus face to face. Jesus, grant us strength for today and for tomorrow.